For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Jack's Journal, an in-depth look at issues that affect you and your community.
Hey there, welcome to Jack's Journal, and I'm Danielle Lee. We have made it. It's officially fall. Sure, we probably aren't seeing the fall foliage, and it's not super cool just yet, but, you know, that's not the point of fall here in Northeast Florida, right? So today, I have a very special guest in studio with me today. As we enter the season of autumn, holidays start to get on the mind of a lot of people, which is why I am here with Major Bert Tanner from the Salvation Army of Jacksonville. Thank you so much, Major, for coming in today. How are you?
Doing well today. Thank you, Danielle.
No problem. So as we were talking before the show, this is our first time really meeting with all the many different events and partnerships that Cox Media Group and the various radio stations and that we've teamed up with the Salvation Army of Jacksonville. So let's just start from the beginning. What is the Salvation Army and your role here in Jacksonville?
Well, the Salvation Army is an international movement. Actually, a church started in London, England in the year 1865, came to the United States in 1881 and to Jacksonville in 1891, one of the first places here. It is a church which does a lot of outreach and social services work, still motivated by our roots in the church that we are. My role in the Salvation Army is the area commander for Northeast Florida, which is six counties right here in North Florida.
So what does the Salvation Army bring to Jacksonville? I know you talked about you're a church and you do a lot of outreach here. So what kind of things do you guys do here or provide to the people here in our community?
We provide a lot of services, particularly to those in difficult circumstances into the community. For many years, over 100 years, the Salvation Army has provided shelter to the homeless. Food on a regular basis. We do a feeding program every night, which serves about 100 people every night, particularly people on the street. We shelter about 144 people every day. We do a large food pantry in the area, which serves 250 people, and an extensive social service program, which provides utility assistance, rent assistance, and emergency assistance to those families who are in distress in the community. We've been doing this as well as spiritual programs and character building programs throughout the years since 1891 in the Jacksonville area.
Awesome. And if you don't mind me asking, what was your calling to the Salvation Army?
Well, my calling came in many different ways. One very obvious ways is that my parents were in a similar position, officers in the Salvation Army. But I did many other things before becoming fully involved in the Salvation Army. I spent some time teaching school. I spent some time in the Navy, spent some time working in insurance, and then felt a spiritual calling to once again reach out to meet the needs of others through the work of the Salvation Army.
And happening right now as we speak, actually, the Salvation Army is now accepting applications for Thanksgiving and Christmas assistance. Do you mind walking me through what that assistance is for both the Thanksgiving and Christmas?
One of the premier programs of the Salvation Army is our Christmas assistance program. I've been doing that well over 100 years right here in Jacksonville. One of the things that you'll see at Christmas is our Angel Tree program, where many families who have the lack of resources at Christmas are able to apply for the Salvation Army assistance. And then volunteers in the community help provide gifts for those people. We provide Christmas for children, and we anticipate this year maybe 5,000 to 5,500 children that will be assisted through this special program of the Salvation Army. Then also at Thanksgiving, we have many families who we will reach out to and provide a Thanksgiving dinner to them, Thanksgiving basket through a distribution program that we have. We anticipate close to 1,000 families will be involved in that outreach.
And these are all families here in our area in Jacksonville, Florida.
They're right here in Jacksonville. We'll also be serving similar numbers throughout the Northeast Florida area, in Clay County, in Putnam County, in Nassau County, in St. John's County, and all throughout the area. The Salvation Army has outreach programs that will meet the needs of those in dire circumstances during the Christmas and Thanksgiving season.
And how can people apply for this assistance, and what do they need to know in advance?
Well, applications for Thanksgiving and Christmas assistance is going on at the present time. Started on October 1st and will go through October 13th from 9 a.m. to 11:30 and from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. And on Saturdays, October 6th, from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. And all of the applications are taken at the Towers Center of Hope. That's the Salvation Army Center of Hope at 900 West Adams Street in Jacksonville. That's Towers Center of Hope at 900 West Adams Street in Jacksonville.
Do they need to bring anything, or is everything online where they can get all that information?
They can get that information online at www.salvationarmynefl.org. Let me say it again.
All right.
SalvationArmyNEFL.org. SalvationArmyNEFL.org for information on holiday assistance. But primarily what they need to bring with them is any individual in their family. They need to bring identification for those members in their family for which they're applying for assistance. They need to bring proof of income and expenses to show their eligibility for those programs. We also have a number that they can call for that information of what to bring with them. It's our holiday hotline. They can call 904-301-4791. That's 904-301-4791 for holiday assistance information.
Now, I have a question for you, and sometimes it's a question a lot of people don't want to ask, or they're a little scared about asking. What if someone is nervous about coming forward and asking for help? Because, you know, sometimes it can be a hard thing to do.
Well, it is. People in dire circumstances find it difficult to step up and say I'm in need. But we have well-trained volunteers and well-trained staff who are there with open arms to say, we're not here to judge. We're not here to make any value judgments at all. We're just simply here to say we want to be a connection for you between people in the community who want to provide Christmas for you to meet your needs. So we're there with open arms and saying, relax. We'll walk you through the process. We'll help you through that. Hold your head up high. You're going to have a great Christmas with the assistance the Salvation Army can help you with.
Amazing. Now, you brought up a good point. What about the people who aren't seeking assistance but want to help out? Volunteers. What do your volunteers do? How can they get involved? I'm sure there's a whole lot of information with that.
Well, volunteers are an essential part of what we provide in the communities. Volunteers really help us do almost all of our programs. I don't know that we'd be able to do much of anything without the volunteers that we have. But you would go to that website once again, www.salvationarmynefl.org, and click on volunteer opportunities, and it will take you through the process of showing you what opportunities are there and how you would become part of the volunteer forces for the Salvation Army in the Northeast Florida area.
What about for people who want to help out, but unfortunately sometimes, you know, things are busy at home, busy at work, but they really do want to help contribute to the Salvation Army. What about donations? Do you guys accept that of any kind?
Donations are an essential part of what we do. Of course, financial donations are very flexible for us, allow us to fill in gaps, allow us to stretch the opportunities that we have. And once again, you can find out how to donate, small or large, calling our holiday hotline at 904-301-4791. That's 904-301-4791 for opportunities to donate to the Salvation Army for a specific program or programs in general.
And I wanted to just go back a little bit talking about the donations. What kind of things do they help with?
Well, we have As I said, one of the things that we do on a regular basis is a food pantry.
Mm-hmm.
We provide food for over 250 families every week. And all kinds of non-perishable food items are donated on a regular basis to that. We have donated items that help with our food service, which is a feeding program for the homeless every day. Then in the housing facility that we have on Adams Street, where we have 144 people in residence every day, many things are needed, such as cosmetic and materials for things like the sheets for the beds, the towels, and everything that it takes to put together a housing facility of that nature.
Got it. I remember when I was younger, and, you know, my family and I, we still do this. We still, you know, we buy things and donate stuff to the Salvation Army. That was a really big thing. My mom really hammered into us when we were children and growing up. It wasn't, you know, a punishment of some sort. My mother grew up in the church. I grew up in the church. So it was always something that we do to this day is give to the Salvation Army, because sometimes, you know, people aren't always in the best situations, and if you ever felt the need to help out, I've always felt that was always a good cause. And I'm sure you guys welcome used items, gently used at least?
Yes, we do. We can mm-hmm. use them in many programs throughout our community. One of them is of course, in our thrift store programs,
right,
which helps in many ways. It helps to fund rehabilitation programs that we operate here in the community. It also helps to provide low-cost reusable items for people with minimal income in the community, allow them to purchase and provide for their families. For those things that people say, I'd like to put this item back into use, and I can do that, channel it back into use. Do good for several programs in the community and provide a low-cost process for those to provide for their families in the community.
And another thing coming up, I know we talked about the Thanksgiving and Christmas assistance programs, but one thing that is coming up, and I'm sure a lot of people will recognize once that time of year comes around, is the Red Kettle campaign. Let's start from the beginning. Walk me through that. What is it, and how can people get involved?
Well, the Red Kettle campaign is one of our primary funding mechanisms for all that we do, particularly at the Christmas time. But it also provides income for our programs throughout the year. It's really our major number one fundraiser throughout the year. The Red Kettle program has been going on for well over 100 years nationally, and of course since the early 1891 in the Jacksonville area. Those funds come in small ways, in large ways. It changes through in the years, but you'll find our Red Kettles on many merchants throughout the community, many retail merchants. I anticipate that we'll have about 65 or 70 locations in the Northeast Florida area this year. And we welcome all people with their donations, large and small, to help us out with that effort at Christmas time. It goes a long way.
Mm-hmm.
We like to say that what we primarily see in those Red Kettles is change. We're seeing more and more dollar bills and $20 bills in the present time, but we say change goes in and change comes out. We're able to see the change that people put into those programs, the dollars that they put into it, and we're able to see the change that comes out in the lives of people, rehabilitation programs, resettlement programs, feeding programs, and housing programs. So there are a lot of change that comes out of that money that goes into the Red Kettle programs, and it's change that the community helps bring about through their donations, large and small, to the Salvation Army through that Christmas appeal program.
So how can people get involved with that? I know I've seen many different people go out there and ring the bell, especially Action News Jax chief meteorologist Mike Burrish. He's somebody that you see often. And growing up, we've done it as children. But how can people not just donate to the cause, but also be out there and help support the Salvation Army?
One of the wonderful things that people can do in the community is become part of that process as a volunteer bell ringer. It's a fun time. It's a great time. It's a way to become involved in helping your community. And this year we have a unique way for people to sign up for a time to ring bells. It's an online process called www.registertoring.com. That's one word, register to ring, www.registertoring.com. Enter your zip code, and they'll find a location and a time near you when you can become part of the Salvation Army Christmas effort as a volunteer bell ringer.
And the kettle kickoff will be coming soon, next month, I see.
Yes, we have our kettle kickoff November the 8th at the San Marco Bayless Park at 11 a.m. Let me say that once again. Kettle kickoff November 8th in San Marco's Bayless Park at 11 a.m.
And what usually happens with the kettle kickoff? That sounds a little intense. Sounds like a fun time.
It is a great time. It's a time of celebration, a lot of music. A lot of celebrity bell ringers will be out with us at that time. We'll be able to really just tell the community, this is the day that we start ringing bells throughout the Christmas season until December the 24th. So we welcome everybody to come out and join the celebration. It'll be a great time for everyone.
Awesome. And so outside of the holidays, we've covered a lot of how to donate, how to help out, where to go, what to do. Outside of the holidays, the Salvation Army is here year-round. So what should people who need help know, and what can people who want to help do? I know that's a lot into one question, but I believe even earlier you mentioned that you guys help the homeless. So, I mean, you guys are busy.
Well, the homeless are always with us. They always have been, and they always will be. But we think that we're part of a process of a network in the community that helps solve homeless problems one person at a time, trying to move a person from their circumstances that put them on the streets to some type of affordable, supportive housing, whether it be through obtaining jobs, whether it be through providing housing for them. It's a big issue in most large communities today. It's a big issue for the Salvation Army. We've been providing shelter services for the homeless for many, many, many decades in the Jacksonville areas and continue to do that today. As I said, we house approximately 145 people a night who are in transition from homelessness. And we do that through the support of the community, but we encourage people that are homeless to continue to reach out. There's not all the resources that we'd like to have in the community, but there are resources out there. So we encourage them to reach out to the Salvation Army and other agencies that are there and say, I'd like help if I can, because we think we can move people one person at a time from the streets to a life that excludes them from being left out, but being part of the community and part of the success of a community like Jacksonville.
Speaking of a community like Jacksonville, another thing that I would like to bring up, hurricane relief. You know, it was just last year when Hurricane Irma just made its mark across Florida. And just recently, we had the hurricane in the Carolinas. I believe that was late August, maybe September. It's so hard that now that my mind is blanking on that. Do you guys do any type of assistance with hurricane relief, or do you guys provide a way that people can help donate? Because I know some people, I know I was feeling that way when I was seeing what was happening in the Carolinas, and I was thinking, you know, it was just last year. This was me and my family.
The Salvation Army has been providing disaster services in the United States since 1906, when we first provided disaster assistance at a hurricane at Galveston Island in Texas. We were one of the first respond units to provide human services at the time of disaster. And we do provide services in disasters, not just in our local communities, but we were able to respond to send a feeding truck, our canteen as we call them, to the Carolinas, who just returned a couple of days ago and spent 14 days up there. My wife and myself left immediately after the disaster. The hurricane struck the Carolinas, and we served in the disaster area and just until 2 days ago. I'm just returning from 14 days up in the Carolinas. We were actually serving in the Wilmington area, providing food, emotional, and spiritual care to those that had suffered great loss in that area. And that work continues greatly in the Carolinas with the Salvation Army and will continue as long as there is a need in that area. The support to provide all of the things that are happening in the disaster comes from all over the nation. People sending funding through their local Salvation Army or through National Salvation Army channels helping to fund that. When I departed just 2 weeks ago, the unit that I've been working with out of Wilmington, just that one area, had served over 200,000 meals wow. in that area in the 14-day period that I was there. And that is repeated many times throughout the Carolinas and in many different communities, providing that emergency need for families that are sometimes without power, sometimes out of their homes, sometimes a loss of paycheck that they could not afford any food, even if it was available to them. So the Salvation Army is on the front lines. It's really the tip of the spear going into the meet the need after disaster in many communities. It's interesting that a crew from the Carolinas came down and helped us extensively here in the Northeast Florida area after Hurricane Irma.
Really?
So we felt privileged to be able to return that that generosity and go back to the Carolinas area with two full crews from the Jacksonville area.
Now, if you don't mind me asking, you mentioned that you were up there and you're just getting back. How was that experience for you?
Well, it's a humbling experience. Mm-hmm. We see people with great need there, people who have lost everything. One of the things that we focus on in the Salvation Army is not simply meeting the physical need, which is the food, which is very important, and the necessities for cleanup, for clothing and everything like that, but to meet the emotional and spiritual needs of those that have suffered extreme loss, telling them that with the community helping them, with God's help, they're going to be all right, and giving them comfort where we can, helping them ease through the process of the disaster that they've experienced both physically, emotionally, and spiritually, and moving them on to better things.
Well, Major Bert Tanner, I think I've asked all the questions that I think I have, and I mean, honestly, I think we've covered everything on my sheet. Is there anything else that you think we left out or you would like the people of Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia to know about the Salvation Army?
Well, one of the things that I always like to make sure that we include at a time like this is thanks to the many communities throughout the Northeast Florida area. The Salvation Army is not simply a lone entity. It takes the volunteers, it takes the resources, it takes the funding, it takes the partners of so many different groups and so many individuals that help us do what we do. And with gratitude, we say thank you for all that this community does to help the Salvation Army meet the needs of the community in many different ways, in many different times throughout the years.
Well, thank you so much, Bert Tanner, for coming in today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Danielle. It's been a pleasure.
No problem. And thank you to all of you guys who are listening. Once again, this is Jack's Journal, and I'm Danielle Lee. We will talk again, same time, next week.
You've been listening to Jack's Journal, a production of News 104.5 WOKV.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.